Hi guys, it's Eric RPG and I'm here with another review for you, and this time it is the Wonder Boy Collection, which features most, but unfortunately not all, of the Wonder Boy games, and there are a couple reasons why that might be, but those who don't know, a Wonder Boy was a game that was released in the arcades back in the 80s, and it basically led to the Adventure Island series. So if you're familiar with that, the original Wonder Boy plays exactly like that game. In fact, you could just say it was a reskin, but with a different theme. But it was developed by Westone. The Adventure Island series was picked up by Hudson, so that's what they did with the series, and just retweaked it for their own purposes that way. But the first Wonder Boy game is a side-scrolling action game where you have to run to the end of the goal and avoiding obstacles and enemies, while you do eventually get the ability to throw weapons. Your firepower in the original Wonder Boy was rather limited compared to what you'd eventually get to be able to do in the Adventure Island games. Most of the time you're going to have an axe, or you eventually get the ability to throw fire and, maybe boomerangs, but it really depends on what hidden eggs you can find in the level and what they'll drop. There is a skateboard you can use to let you go faster, but and that's it for basically the gameplay of the game. Like I said, the goal is to get to the end of the level without running out of time, and you can pick up fruit to increase your time, because it's always constantly draining. As for the rest of the Wonder Boy games in this collection, they're the Wonder Boy and Monster World games, or Monster Land, as the second game is called. But, two games are missing. Wonder Boy 2... actually, three games. Wonder Boy 2, Wonder Boy 3... Monster Lair, and Wonder Boy and the Dragon's Trap, or Dragon's Curse, depending on whether or not we're referring to the Master System game or the Turbo, the PC Engine Turbo Graphics game. The Turbo Graphics game has some slightly better soundtracks, depending on your taste, but it definitely has improved visuals, and they both use password features, but thankfully, this collection does feature save states, including a rewind feature. And the emulation seems pretty good. There are a number of different filter settings, and there's the CRT filter, which looks nice, but I personally never liked the CRT features in a lot of these emulation collections, because they usually employ really thick scanline emulation, which doesn't look good in my eyes because it makes the screen too dark. But, and another thing to note, though, is that the Mega Drive games, or the Genesis games in particular, suffer from this because they seem to be using a bilinear smoothing effect on the CRT mode specifically, which makes the game look not quite as authentic as you remember it, and the smoothing can be a little too overdone sometimes. So I wouldn't recommend playing on that mode. I'd rather go for a pixel perfect mode myself, with different scaling options to tweak as you please until you can get the desired screen you want. But there's also things that emulate the rounded corners of a CRT as well, if you want to use those. But the GUI is similar to the other collections from this publisher, and there's really no complaints there, but the rewind feature being there is pretty nice, because sometimes you don't want to, or you've forgotten to do a save state, and you just want to recover those last couple seconds where you made a mistake so you could do something else instead. So that's nice. There's also a fast-forward option if you want the game to run faster, if you think the games are too slow for you for any reason. So that's something to also consider. But as far as this collection goes, it's pretty solid. It does include Wonder Boy in Monster World 4, which was previously only included in as a pack-in code that you could get with the retail version of the remake of Asha and Wonder Boy and Monster World. It would have been nice to have those other games I mentioned, but I can see why Dragon's Trap wasn't included, because that was remade and technically does have an old-school graphics filter along with music to go with it. So you could re-experience at least the Mega Drive version of the game, but it would have been nice to have at least the PC Engine version, because at least it would have been a nice little extra to include to make it stand apart from the remake, because the remake only uses the Master System graphics for the old graphic setting. But still, even without those things, it's a solid collection. The emulation's great. And if you're a Wonder Boy fan and you want to relive those games, or you're just interested, it's worth checking out and picking up. But that's all I have for today. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.